Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. You know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trap door's supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, though? What's good, man? Nice and sunny outside. Ain't too hot, ain't too cold. We gotta talk more NBA, man. I got a lot more topics I gotta talk about. This is part two from this morning. You feel me? Mine, what's good with you? Yeah. So what do I wanna start? First of all, Petty Hawk wanna start the show off yet again. And it's part two. I just saw the clip of Zeke the Freak taking up for the Greek Freak, because Charles Oakley said that the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, would be a bench player back in his era. And Zeke the Freak said, you ain't going to be dissing my cousin, the Greek Freak, and he would dog all y'all gray hair, cigar smoking fools. Dominate all y'all big men. So that means he talk about Bill Laimbeer, he talk about you and the other gray haired dude with the gap y'all had and his teethuses on the Detroit Pistons, and all you other big men, the Robert Parrishes, the Patrick Ewings, all y'all would have got dog according to Zeke, because he said all y'all. Zeke out here talking real spicy because he know Oakley rolled with MJ. And Zeke don't like MJ. Guilt by association. Talk, Zeke. Talk to him, Zeke. Zeke said all y'all got is hard fouls because you ain't got no game. I ain't lying. Go look it up on Instagram. Zeke said it because you ain't got no game, Charles. Neither one of yous. Y'all play big man. You getting dogged by my cousin Greek Freak because I'm Zeke the Freak. That's what Zeke said. I ain't lying. He said it just like that. He had dog y'all. Dog you. Y'all need to stop it because you ain't got no game. That man said you gonna foul him hard and then you ain't got no game. Oh, man. Zeke, man, you do know Charles Oakley will ride up on you, right? Oakley put them things on you, Zeke. You know what I'm saying? You got them crooked fingers. The crooked fingers can't help you from the oak tree, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, Zeke. Calm down, sit down, hold on. You're doing a little too much, man. It's hot in these streets. Oakley don't play that. But I will say this. I will say, if you take Greek Freak right now and the skills he learned in the 2000s, they out here not just saying, oh, you tall, so you got to go in the post. In today's age of basketball, ball handling is key for everybody. Back when they grew up in the 80s and 70s and 90s, if you was like 6'3", your ass going in the post in high school, and they never teach you how to dribble. Because that's how times were. So if you take the Greek Freak and his current skills, he will absolutely give them that work. Absolutely give them that work. But I will say this, it's going to hurt. Because back then, they let him play football on the court. You know? And shout out to Zeke, because he gave Ralph Sampson high praise. UVA legend. You know, Ralph Sampson was that guy before he got hurt. And Zeke referenced Ralph Sampson. But now, I will say this. If you take Greek Freak and birth them back then, that's a different story. He'll be a back to the back. Like, he wouldn't have these ball handling skills. They wouldn't let him dribble. We know they ain't want big men to dribble back then. But Oakley was talking like the current Greek Freak is like some sucker. Like, these old dudes got to stop acting like they so tough all the time, bro. Like, come on, man. Old heads, y'all gotta sit down, man. Y'all always thinking y'all era so damn tough. It ain't no different than the era that's going now. They let y'all get away with elbowing people in the mouth. That don't mean you tougher. That just mean your ass out there hacking. You know what I'm saying? Just because they police the game different don't mean that these players are soft. It's just that we getting rid of the non-skilled players in the NBA. There is no use for use throwing all these damn elbows. Get your hind pots out of here. That's what they did. But people swear up and down that players today are soft because they playing within the rules of the game today. How it's policed. I ain't going to say players today are soft. We just say the game is called differently. And what you should want it to be called differently than the stuff we watched growing up as kids. We was witnessing mass murders. Like, the Jordan rules was straight out street ball. I got unlimited fouls. We're going to punch in your face, Mike. We're going to keep punching in your face. They ain't going to call nothing. We can fight you. All we're going to do is get fined. That's it. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like Sabonis Senior when he was over there directing traffic. In the 80s, though, I'm talking about the 80s. When is Sabonis coming to the NBA? Because Charles Oakley heyday was really in the 80s. That's when Mike was young and Mike won his first playoff series. They had a young Charles Oakley grabbing a bunch of damn rebounds. It wasn't no damn snotty Pippen. It wasn't because of snotty. Go look at them numbers. Oakley was getting a lot of damn boards. But yeah, Greek Freak would have been, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Jason Kidd, because you remember when Greek Freak first came into the NBA, Jason Kidd put Greek Freak at point guard. Y'all do remember that. Y'all remember, as they say. Do you remember? But yeah, Oak, man, you gotta sit this shut the hell up, Juice, bro. A bench player, though? Oakley, you'll be a bench player today, though, with your skill set. You'd be sitting. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even make it to the NBA, bro. Sorry. We already got Draymond Green. And he could dribble. Oakley, your ass can't do nothing but elbow and grab boards. There's a lot of them dudes right down the street. You know what I'm saying? So, sorry to tell you, Oak. Zeke gave your ass that work. I wonder how Isaiah Thomas would do in today's game. Isaiah was nice. Ain't no, yo, we ain't gonna do that. Look at that dog. We not gonna do that. Isaiah Thomas was nice. Isaiah Thomas he would have got buckets in this. Oh yeah, he would have got buckets in this era. You can't fire back at him, Charles Oakley. That's Zeke the Freak, baby. So I want to end that conversation. Greek Freak is legit. Drop him in any era, he gonna get busy. Speaking of soft, y'all know Petty Hawk has some fun about LeBron James and Trevor Ariza or any athlete that responds to a fan, right? You know, a fan says something to you, you got the right to respond, it's fine, you know what I'm saying? Hey, all's fair in love and war. But here's one thing that I don't like, LeBron. I don't agree with you with your latest little headline, if it's true. Did you really say something about just eliminate fans from the game because they making the game too complicated or it's too hard or whatever? Like, are you, like, LeBron, come on, bro. Come on, LeBron. Look, fans gonna talk that shit's naive. They're gonna talk they trash. If you're playing street ball, dudes gonna talk they trash. Anywhere you go and you competing, somebody gonna talk. That's just what they do. If people talking while you playing is becoming difficult for you, my brother, you got a lot of monies. You might need to just pack it up. I can't get down with you on that, man. I can't just eliminate the fans from the games, bro. Y'all salaries gonna get affected by a lot. You out here saying they making it hard to compete. I don't know. I don't have the quote verbatim, but that right there, like the boy said, that sounds soft. You want to go back to the bubble, huh? That's why I knew that's why the Lakers won the championship, because it was in the damn bubble. Because it's looking shaky out here, LeBron. Yo, LeBron, it's looking shaky out here for you, King. Because no playoffs your first year, then you win a ring in the bubble, man-made. Then your ass in another play-in, and then you in the play-in this year. Come on, LeBron. LeBron, come on, son. I know you just ain't say remove the fans, bro. All that damn chalk you been throwing up all these damn years, now you want to remove the fans? You are something else. Come on, LeBron James from France. Because this ain't LeBron James I know. This ain't the kid from Akron talking like this. This got to be LeBron James from France. You got to, this ain't the same dude, bro. Nah, this ain't it. We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that to you, Kane. Cause if you really said that, bro, I'm looking at you with the super side eye. I shared a post of where, I don't know if it was made up or what, but I'm just going off of what I saw. I ain't saying it's accurate, but I'm gonna get out ahead of it if it is accurate. Like, are you shit and me? Did you really just say remove the fans from the arenas? Or you need like some soundproof or a wall in between so where the players can't hear the fans? Wait a minute. I don't want to be playing and practice in front of people. That's what the bubble was. Practice with cameras around, like TV cameras. So, I don't know, man. If you just tuning in now, I just talked about Zeke Freak taking up for Greek Freak, telling Charles Oakley you's a bum. He basically called Charles Oakley a bum, too. He said, you ain't got no game. All you do is foul hard. That's it. I ain't lying. Go look at the clip. He said, after you foul him, then what? You ain't got no game? Yo, if that ain't some old school trash talk, because old school people say that, you ain't got no game. That's old school right there. That's their clap back. You ain't got no game. yo, Zeke. Hey, Zeke, you been talking real spicy, bro. They gonna pull up on you. Pull up on you. Hey, man, I don't wish that, man, but I would love to see it. I would love to see old Oak. You know what I'm saying? You know when them old heads grab you, like, when they get a good grip on you, you can't get away? Oh, man. Hey, matter of fact, Zara was co-signing that. Let me get Zara here, because he was co-signing Charles Oakley. It's somebody here that's riding for Oakley, because he looked like Oakley. He got a game like Charles Oakley. That's why they ain't put him in the game at Kick 10 with his damn hypnotized Shaquille O'Neal shoes he had on. Yeah, I seen the photo. He be in here. He ain't doing nothing. I don't know why y'all like he doing something. You ain't doing nothing. Come on, Czar. Come on, brethren. Come on in here, player. But yeah, man, look. All jokes aside, fans, have your fun at the game. Talk your trash. You paid for it. You deserve it. When you talk trash and a player respond, it's all in good jest. You know what I'm saying? You take a low blow, they take a low blow. At the end of the day, y'all love each other. You love the game. You know? It ain't that serious. Now, if you out here throwing, like, racial slurs and stuff like that, then you're a weirdo. But if you just saying, hey, you suck. Hey, where'd you learn to shoot like that? Hey, you some trash. That's all in it. And they turn around and be like, yeah, you suck too. Hey, man, just take it in stride. Because like they say, if you know you don't suck, why you getting mad? Laugh it off. It ain't nothing wrong if you suck. It just is what it is. Like, y'all be talking to dudes sitting the bench. Oh, my God, you suck. You sit the bench. And they be like, yeah, I know. But my bank account fat. And people be like, oh, look at him. He in his feelings. He in his feelings a little bit. But you in your feelings because he just sunned you. Because he sitting the bench getting heckled by you. But his check way better than yours. Hey, yo. It's like when, Richard Sherman told Skip Bayless, I'm better at life than you. Oh, yo. When Richard Sherman said that to Skip Bayless, boy, I about spit on my Ovaltine. I'm better at life than you, Skip Bayless. I don't care what you say about me. I'm better at life than you. Everybody got to understand, man, I come from a place where we love the Joan. All we do is Joan, Joan, Joan. We talk trash to each other. Joan, Joan, Joan. Like, that's how we pass time. We just Joan. Like, dog, look at this food, blah, blah, blah. Man, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at that. Man, shut up, man. You look like, shut up, blah, 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 blah. That's all you do. And you laugh, you dap up. You know what I'm saying? Go get something to eat. You feel me? But one thing you don't do is let somebody who ain't cool with you join in on the Joan. You be like, whoa, wait a minute. You can't say that to him. You don't know him like I do. Jalen Clown Skip. Yeah, I ain't like that from Stephen A. Smith. When Jalen Rose had every right to call him Water Pistol Pete, and Stephen A. Smith came in there copping a full plea. Oh, my God. Like, that's when I started looking at Stephen A. Smith in a different light. I know Skip's your mans, but you let your mans get his shots off at so many dudes that it was due for him to get shot down because he had a balloon head. He was like, okay, okay, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Czar must be busy, bro, because he usually, you know, he usually can't wait to join in on a discussion. Hold on, man. I got to get some water. But... that's high quality H2O right there. Yeah, he was protecting his future checks. But yeah, man. Get out of here in about 5 minutes. You know how to Facebook live it up. Yeah, see if he see your bat signal, Myron. What else, what else, what else, what else, what else NBA-wise that I wanted to discuss that had me disgusted? If that LeBron James quote is really true, man, I'm disgusted by that, bro. I really am, bro. So I hope that quote won't true. I hope it won't true. Oh, salute to my guy Justin Anderson. He leading the G League in scoring, bro. Salute to him. Yes, sir. He out there. He doing the Thug Thizzle this year. Yeah. Think he played for the Mad Ants. I forgot which D-League team. But I know he averaging like 26.4. And the guy in the second is like 26.2 or something like that. Salute to my guy, Justin Anderson. UVA. Wahoo wah. Did I forget anything before I get up out of here for this part two of NBA talk that we didn't discuss earlier? You think the Lakers players ready to move on after LBJ talking about he and Kevin would go back and going where Bronny play? Yeah, man. The Lakers, they ain't doing nothing, bruh. LeBron, you getting rid of all... Now, I can't... Well, I'll tell you this, LeBron. You got your ring in L.A. Despite moving all that young talent. From Lonzo Ball to Ingram to Kuzma. You got rid of all the young bloods. So what LeBron James usually do, as great as he is, he cripples an organization. He cripples it to the point that it's very dependent on him. And if he's not there, they can't sustain his absence. And it lets his fanboys say, hey, what was their record without LeBron? LeBron not stupid. And y'all can't be that stupid either. Like, look at every team he goes to. He cripples them in a sense. He cripples them because he go get stationary shooters that really can't do nothing but catch and shoot because they depend on him. And then when he leaves, they some trash can juice. The only ones that really sustained their identity was the Miami Heat. Now, we know they ain't win no rings, but they were still competitive after he left. And then that franchise continued to elevate and played him in the finals. Said Denver will be scary. The Denver Nuggets? So LeBron, he done crippled the Lakers. Got all these old heads on the Lakers. All these old heads. My man Shmello just doing what he do, coming off the bench. Shout out to my dude Shmello. Dwight Howard is a sale of himself. They just got rid of DeAndre Jordan, who threw the damn ball back to Dodger Stadium. They release him, and they bringing in, DJ Augustine? Another older guy. Name-wise, anyway. You know what I'm saying? So LeBron, you know, LeBron got enough rings, bro. His legacy is safe. He already got the arguments that he's already the greatest because he's going to end up being the all-time leading scorer, you know, up there and assists and stuff like that. So he got these accolades that's so great that he don't need the championships no more. And the likes of J.R. Smith and Kyrie and Russ get blamed when an experiment falls apart. But somehow, AD getting the pass. Oh, yeah. AD, look, man, AD just hurt so much that you can't blame him. But they was blaming AD ass too. The year they went in the bubble, he was getting blamed. He was getting blamed. But yeah, man. LeBron's legacy is stamped, bro. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And he put this perception out like he passed first. But he take a lot of damn shots. That's what get me, y'all. Like, he don't take 20 to 25 shots a game. Or something like that. Like, this narrative that LeBron is a pass-first player, that ain't true. His numbers... Though I put out a stat that he averaged more shots per game than Kobe do for his career. Now, you could say, well, you know, Kobe's first 2 years played a role in that because LeBron came in gunning because he was young. But when you average 18 shots a game for your career, are you really a pass-first player? I'm just being honest with y'all, bro. Like, he the only dude I know that can be labeled a pass-first player but got gunning stats. For real. They call Kobe a ball hog. They call Michael Jordan a ball hog. They call Carmelo Anthony a ball hog. They call James Harden a ball hog. You got people say Russell Westbrook a ball hog. You got dudes who can average 10 assists a game for a season be called ball hogs. But they'll give LeBron a pass, and he take more shots than them. I'm just trying to understand the people. I ain't got nothing against LeBron. Shoot, I want LeBron to take the majority of the shots too, God dang it. Something wrong with the algorithms. I noticed, like, it don't be a lot of people tuning in like it used to be. It's Facebook, what y'all, limited? When y'all send me that warning said it's limited, it's really limited right now. Something going on, Facebook. Me and y'all got to chat. I'm about to go to Twitter Spaces again. I'm about to go back. I get 100, 200 people in the Twitter space. Boom, quick. You know what I'm saying? But let me get up out of here, man. Y'all be easy. Track practice time.